One of the most shocking symptoms of the economic decline in Greece has been the growing number of people abandoning their children because they simply can't afford to raise them. Chloe Hadjimathiou reports now from Athens, and she's given the children false names to protect their identities.
Toddlers play in the cheerful kindergarten of Kivotos, a centre for children from deprived and troubled families. Among them is 2-year-old Natasha, who's showing off her early musical talents on a plastic saxophone. A few weeks ago, Natasha's mother brought her to the centre asking for help because she was unemployed and homeless. A few hours later, she'd vanished, leaving her daughter behind. Father Antonios, the young Orthodox priest who founded Kivotos, has taken in 4 children in the last 2 months, all left on his doorstep, including a baby just days old. He says increasing numbers of families are approaching him to take in their young ones.
Over the last year, we've had hundreds of cases of parents who want to leave their children with us. They know us and trust us, and they say they don't have any money or shelter or food for their children, so they hope we might be able to provide them with what they need.
Most parents who approach charities like these are given support and encouraged to keep their children. But for some, the economic strain is too much. 8-year-old Anastasia sits at a piano with her mother, Maria. These days, they only see each other about once a month. Last year, poverty propelled Maria, a single mother, to put her daughter in foster care with the charity SOS Children's Villages. She says it wasn't an easy decision.
Every night I cry alone at home. It hurt my heart, but I didn't have a choice. We were surviving on food handouts from the church. Even now that I've found a job in a cafe, I make just 20 euro a day. I can suffer through it, but why should she have to?
SOS worker Stelios Sifnios shows me around one of the houses in the complex where Anastasia lives. The homes try to replicate family life, and the youngsters are eager to show off their newly acquired Christmas presents. But Stelios says however comfortable Anastasia may be here, it's far from ideal for a child to be away from her parents.
We don't want to take a child from a family with this kind of problem. The relationships between Maria and Anastasia is very close. You can say that you can't see any problem why this child has to be away from her mother. But it's very difficult for her to feel comfortable to take back the child when she's not sure that she's going to have a job the next days.
On the other side of Athens, children play in the garden of a foster home run by the charity Smile of the Child, which also says it's being approached by desperate parents.
It's very sad to see them. They have a pain, you know, in their heart that they will leave their children, but they know that it's for the best, at least for this period.
Charity worker Sofia Kuchi says without any meaningful social welfare on offer from the state, those on the bottom rung of the ladder are really suffering.
For example, last week a family came, they asked for help. Their children, twins, they were at the hospital because of starvation. It's not, I don't know, the third world, it's Greece, it's Athens. You never expect to see that.
The Greek welfare system is far from equipped to cope with these new levels of poverty. And to make matters worse, a recent change in the law means that charities which have been stepping in to fill the gap are no longer exempt from many taxes. The director of SOS Children's Villages, Yorgos Protopapas, says this year his charity will have to pay the government 165,000 euro, money which could be spent to support many families through the crisis.
Charity associations like SOS is doing the 50% of the work that the Greek state they have to do. And that's why I'm saying that the Greek orphans are the only orphans that they pay taxes to be protected.
Back at Kivotos, the children are being given some hope. Father Antonios is planning to adopt the newborn baby abandoned at his centre, and 2-year-old Natasha has a place to stay in the foster home. Asima Vitoulis is her carer.
Here she found a house. She plays. She is with people who take care of her.
But none of that's likely to be an adequate substitute for her family. And as the Greek crisis deepens, it's likely to leave many more young victims in its wake.
Chloe Hadjimathiou reporting from Athens.